This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, November 21st. Okay, so NVIDIA's earnings are out. The reaction is positive. The stock is going to open higher today. NVIDIA's earnings are always usually pretty good. They've beaten every quarter except once in the last 5 years, and they usually guide higher. The only issue with NVIDIA is a lot of options are sold in this stock. And sometimes the people that write the options don't want to pay, okay? So they could, you know, have a mean reversion program to screw the stock up. But looks like that's not happening today, so that's great, okay? So just so you know, NVIDIA's third quarter sales are up 93.6%. Their earnings are up 110.8%. Those are their overall earnings. Their operating earnings were a little higher. And sales were 6.1% better than analysts expected, and operating earnings were 9.5% better than analysts expected. And looking forward to this quarter, they did raise their sales guidance above analyst consensus estimates. So that's great. Okay, everything's in place. The AI revolution is continuing, and NVIDIA is the leader. And all this stuff you've heard that the chips got glitches, the chips are running too hot. You know, these are all just unscrupulous short sellers trying to manipulate markets, okay? And it's unfortunate in the world of the internet, these unscrupulous short sellers are pretty active, okay, to be candid with you. But this is what earnings season is all about, and NVIDIA, you know, buried any and all skeptics. And it'll head higher today. Just so you know, NVIDIA is my largest holding by far. And I have no intention of selling it to the end of the decade. I'm going to hold it to at least the end of the decade. I had a MarketWatch article on it this week. And the reason I'm holding it's a monopoly. It's got an incredible order backlog. No one can compete with them. Their operating margins are ridiculous. So I'm very, very happy with NVIDIA. Okay, Powell Industries also announced on Tuesday, and just so you know, their sales were up 31.9%. Their earnings were up 73.7%. They did post a 0.6% sales miss and an 8% earnings surprise. So that stock consolidated, but it's a screaming buy right now. It should be gapping up this morning. So I just want you to know that, you know, there's algorithms to trade on headlines. So if you have a word in there like miss or guide lower or anything like that, the algo will take the stock down. In Powell's case, everything is on track. This company works with the oil service industry and also helps build out the power grid. Obviously, we got now double our power grid to fuel the AI boom. And the question is where we're going to get the power. We don't have that question anymore because Trump's coming in and we can use natural gas power plants to do all that. Now, if there's a state that doesn't want to do that, well, then they won't get the cloud centers. Simple as that. Okay? So that's that. But so Powell's a phenomenal buy near term. I'm very happy with NVIDIA. And overall, I'm pretty happy with this earnings announcement season. It's it's been pretty wild out there. You know, there's a lot of oscillations underway, but good stocks always bounce, and that's the most important thing. So earnings season is now largely over. Costco is going to announce, and there'll be some other stocks, but earnings season is largely over, and NVIDIA was the grand finale. The thing I want you folks to know is that we are going to have a nice year-end rally because the S&P's earnings are forecasted to be up over double digits in the next three quarters. So the earnings announcements are going to come out in mid-January, mid-April, and even mid-July are going to be stronger than ones we just had. So it's time to grow and prosper. It's time to celebrate things. Obviously, Trump's going to try to get the manufacturing sector of the economy going. And all that. So there's one last wild card I guess I have to talk to you folks about, and that is, of course, President Biden, or somebody in the White House, approved the limited use of long-range missiles that can hit up to 139 miles into Russia. And they also approved landmines to slow the Russian advancement into Ukraine. So Russia did retaliate by firing an intercontinental ballistic missile. These are huge missiles that can travel thousands of miles. And the U.S. Embassy in Kiev has been evacuated based on the fears of a missile attack. So I guess we have an escalation underway. And this obviously doesn't help, but, you know, it is winter is settling in that area. Winter does slow the advances. And hopefully we'll be able to get a peace agreement. But it has escalated. And this is most unfortunate. You would think after Trump met with Biden that this wouldn't be happening, but it is happening. So that's unfortunate. The other thing that's interesting in the Biden administration is they're rushing to spend any money they have left over from, like, the CHIPS Act to onshore more CHIPS facilities. Another is to promote green energy. So that, I guess, we're sending a bunch of money to Colombia right now for windmills and things like that. So. But obviously there'll be a new sheriff in town, there'll be a new administration, and so there's going to be a lot of changes. The main thing you should know is that the U.S. economy is a leading worldwide economic growth. Asia's still sputtering, Europe's sputtering. A lot of their problems are demographic. You know, these are older societies that don't create new households. And they don't always assimilate immigrants very well, okay? And so what's happening is you just can't grow as you get older because you've already bought everything, okay? And some people are downsizing as they get older. So the next big thing that's going to be happening in Europe, of course, will be the German election. Looks like the leader of the Christian Democratic Party is probably going to win. They get a lot of votes. They'll put together a ruling coalition. That's a gentleman named Mr. Merz. He should become the next chancellor. The big debate in Germany is should they take on more debt so they can finance, you know, the infrastructure spending, their green revolution, and stimulate their overall economic growth. And Germany has an aversion of debt. It's the lowest debt of any of the G7 countries. So that's a good debate. And Mr. Merz is open to it, especially for infrastructure spending. The tariff blowback is dying, okay? You know, with Howard Lutnick becoming Commerce Secretary, he's going to make it very clear that any country that has higher tariffs than us is going to have to pay for it, with us raising our tariffs. So Howard will be, believe it or not, promoting free trade through tariffs. And I think the whole world is settling back down. You know, a lot of the ruling elite in Europe, especially out of Brussels, doesn't like Donald Trump. So they're trying to throw up lots of excuses. If there's any problem with their economy, it's going to be our fault. And not their fault, of course. And a lot of this is coming from the European Central Bank. But the bottom line is you're going to see all that tariff debate dissipate. You know, Biden raised tariffs, he didn't cut tariffs, and we shall see. The U.S. is such a large, efficient economy. I guess the other news I should close on is Target's woes. Target did beat a couple quarters ago, but this last quarter they did not, and it looks like they're having a hell of a time competing with Walmart and Costco. You know, consumers are smart, they move around. A lot of the sales problems seem to be grocery related. But also Target's getting caught with too many inventories again. They continue to have an inventory management issue. So maybe they got to use some AI to figure out their customers. So that's sad. But, you know, American consumers are smart. You know, they go to where they get the best deals. And a lot of Walmart's growth has come from the supermarket business. Same thing with Costco. Some of you know I have a Sprouts Markets, which is a a supermarket chain capturing market share from Whole Foods. So Americans are very smart. They're very adaptive, and folks don't price things right, it does have an impact. The Black Friday sales look pretty good. You know, they started early this year. So the big news after Thanksgiving is, what are the Black Friday sales? What are the Cyber Monday sales? I'm very, very optimistic that it's going to be a great, great holiday shopping season. So folks, enjoy the ride. We should have a nice rebound in the market today, and all led by NVIDIA. And so hang on, enjoy the ride. Powell Industries, again, is the best near-term buy because it pulled back after its very good earnings announcement, and it should come roaring back today. And Powell is POWL, just so you know. And just hang on. Have fun. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.